This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, March 7th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, foreign policy. Ukraine is kind of rolled under this today, but under the general heading of foreign policy. We haven't really talked about this yet, but I think it deserves to be shouted from the rooftops. Either the Biden administration is run by fools, or it is deliberately trying to kneecap the United States. I just don't see any other two options. For a period of 3 months, and this is reported by the New York Times, by the way, which you might remember carried no water for Republicans and especially Donald Trump. The New York Times reporting that senior Biden administration officials held half a dozen meetings with Chinese counterparts, essentially begging them to do something about Russia's imminent invasion of Ukraine. They showed China American intelligence of Russia's troop buildups on the Ukrainian border. Beseeched, that's the word the New York Times used, beseeched the Chinese to tell Russia not to invade. And each time the Chinese officials apparently rebuffed the American efforts, not only that, turned over the intelligence to Russia, showing Russia what we knew and presumably giving them some clues as to how we knew it. These previously unreported talks, again, news broken by the New York Times, that's as big a deal as the story itself, shows how the Biden administration tried to use intelligence findings shared with our number one geopolitical adversary, China, to try to use China to put pressure on Russia. And of course, Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party siding with Vladimir Putin. Now, the Chinese and the Russians are not normally allies. They've got a long history of antagonism between those two nations. But thanks to pressure from the West, we are driving Russia and China together, which is something that our friend, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, warned about in his book, Alliance of Evil, just a couple of years ago. That book now becoming even more relevant than it was when it was published. And then there is this. A thread posted to Twitter last night by a former American diplomat who was an official in the Iran sector of the State Department. I'm going to quote directly from his Twitter thread. My former career State Department, NSC, and EU colleagues are so concerned with the concessions being made by Rob Malley, who's the lead American negotiator in Vienna, negotiating with the Iranians to try to restart the Iranian nuclear deal that President Obama signed off on back in 2015. So concerned with the concessions being made by Rob Malley in Vienna that they've allowed me to publish some details of the coming deal in the hopes that Congress will act to stop the capitulation. What's happening in Vienna is a total disaster, one warned. The entire negotiations have been filtered and essentially run by Russian diplomat Mikhail Ulyanov. The concessions and other misguided policies have led three members of the U.S. negotiating team to leave. This is a long and technical thread, but here's what you should know. The deal being negotiated in Vienna is dangerous to our national security. It is illegal, it is illegitimate, and it in no way serves U.S. interests in either the short or long term. Here's why. Led by Rob Malley, the U.S. has promised to lift sanctions on some of the regime's worst terrorists and torturers, leading officials in the regime's weapons of mass destruction infrastructure, and is currently trying to lift sanctions on Iran's Republican or Revolutionary Guard Corps itself, end quote. You can find that Twitter thread at my Twitter feed, which is at Derek Gilbert. Just pray that this information makes its way to our representatives in Congress and that they step in and stop the Biden administration before it essentially gives Iran the wherewithal to become the world's next nuclear power. Moving on. Topic number 4, heating and eating, two things being affected by the ongoing war in Ukraine. As we mentioned, the Russo-Ukrainian war has unintended consequences for nations not directly involved in it. First of all, importers of wheat from Russia and Ukraine, especially Turkey, Egypt, and Tunisia, which get 75, 70, and 52% of their wheat, respectively, from Russia and Ukraine. None of that shipping while the war goes on. And hunger can lead to political unrest. Higher prices might benefit farmers here in North America, but it's unclear that American and Canadian farmers can fill that much of a shortfall. The price of wheat futures has thus spiked to a level that we have not seen since the economic crisis of 2008. Higher prices at your local grocery store even higher prices, I should say, soon coming to a store near you. And then there's the price of Canadian fertilizer. The Kremlin just put a halt on the export of Russian fertilizer, which many nations depend on, and that is also affected by the price of natural gas, which, given Europe's dependence on Russian natural gas, has also spiked. Note that the price of European natural gas now 5 times higher than it was during the global economic crisis in 2008. This, again, highlights the insanity of trying to build an energy policy on green sources. Sun, wind, not dependable, and we don't have the battery storage to store enough energy to power a nation even overnight, much less throughout the winter months. This is why Europe is essentially put its throat in the grasp of Vladimir Putin. Topic number three, COVID-19. As you might remember, the FDA was forced by a judge to release clinical data on COVID vaccines back in January, contrary to its desire to keep it hidden for 75 years. And so 55,000 pages just released. The FDA had wanted to hide this data until 2096 because, the mRNA vaccine should never have been approved. That's why. And now we know why. Hiding in one appendix on the clinical data from Pfizer is a list of 1,291 adverse side effects. That's not 1,291 adverse side effects total. That's 1,291 different types of adverse effects. This is page one of the 9-page appendix. And this doesn't even get you through the letter A. They're in alphabetical order, you see, to make it easier to read. This is what the graph looks like of the number of adverse effects. Now, in the PDF that I just showed you on the previous screen, that this graph was redacted, totally blacked out. But an enterprising reporter, journalist by the name of Emerald Robinson, who formerly worked for Newsmax, she quit because they wanted to force her to take the jab. The first bar shows more than 20,000 serious, that's the kind of the purple color on the bottom there, serious adverse events under the heading general disorders. The next bar shows 13,000 serious nervous system events, and a third showing 8,000 serious musculoskeletal events. You see now why the Food and Drug Administration wanted to hide this data until the year 2096. It should never have been approved in the first place. If you've not taken it and your children have not yet been jabbed, please, just don't do it. Topic number two, Messiah's imminent arrival. This is something we've been watching as Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox rabbis in Israel have, in the last 7-8 years, suddenly shifted to a constant message that the Messiah's arrival, and, you know, of course, for us Christians, it's his return. But in their minds, his arrival is imminent. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, who's one of the most prominent rabbis in Israel, one of the most prominent of the last generation, asked about the conflict in Ukraine. He says this is just another sign that final redemption, in other words, Messiah's arrival, is imminent. And it should be noted that Rabbi Kanievsky was a mainstream Torah scholar, but in 2015, he shifted. And since then, at the age of 87, he's now 94, he declared that Messiah's arrival was imminent and urged Jews not living in Israel to make aliyah and return to Israel immediately. And since then, he has repeated this message again and again. Now, again, as Christians, we have a different view of what is to come, but it is relevant that we be aware of what our brothers and sisters, our Jewish brothers and sisters, believe. And Rabbi Kanievsky, again, is very influential among the Haredim in Israel. Coming up, hair discrimination. Had no idea it was a thing, but Congress is talking about it, and that's next on 5 and 10. We'll be right back. Item number one today. Oh, it's good that the adults are back in charge of our government, isn't it? Hair discrimination rooted in systemic racism. That's according to the newest Democratic representative in the House, Sheila Cherfalus McCormick of Florida. She rose to address the House for 2 minutes about hair discrimination. She's promoting her bill, which has the same name as the Crown Act, which was a program started in 2019 by Dove, which is a division of the multinational corporation Unilever. This political group focused on hair discrimination called the Crown Coalition is concerned that there are certain hair types here in the United States that are discriminated against. Now, there is merit in the claim that certain beauty standards are unnatural and unhealthy. Women aren't supposed to look like the airbrushed Kardashians, but and you know, we reject the idea that anyone should be discriminated against because their hair is naturally straight, curly, kinky, whatever. You are the way God created you. And I'm sure that there are challenges for black women as regards hair care that I know nothing about. But this is not what this is about. This act is just one more facet of this ongoing neo-Marxist clown world in which everything is racist and needs to be changed, torn out to the studs and rebuilt for a more equitable future. What we have here in America right now, while the world is burning and people are in imminent danger of starving, they're wasting their time and our money paying their salaries debating the racist nature of hair care products instead of dealing with, corruption, human trafficking, crime, foreign policy, our porous southern borders, and threats to the United States Constitution. Skywatch TV has announced the new Defender Conference. It's a virtual conference, the Unveiling, which, of course, is the technical definition of the word revelation. We are clearly, if not already in, very near the end times. And we're presenting a world-class lineup of teachers, preachers, authors, and speakers to help make sense of it all. From Dr. Tom Horn and Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallops, Rabbi Zev Porat, many, many others. Of course, all of us from Skywatch TV will be contributing as well. Don't miss this. You get a $10 early bird discount for registering by April 15th. It goes live on the internet May 13th. For 90 days, you can binge watch as much as you want in any order you want. And sign up now at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. During the month of February, our special gift to you as our thanks for your support, your donation of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a book that has become, like his other book, Alliance of Evil, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Again, very relevant right now. And during the month of March, your gift of any amount from the U.S. or Canada, we will send you this book as our thank you to you. You can find out more online and donate at skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling 844-750-4985. And by the way, there's also something we've failed to mention so far. On our free mobile app, there is a donate tab there, a give tab at the bottom. If you just want to give and don't really want or care about the thank you, you can do that as well. And again, we truly appreciate your support, which is why we want to send a thank you every time you do. Our Skywatch TV tour of Turkey lined up for the fall. We are looking forward to this because Turkey is chock full of archaeology, and the Turkish government, for all of its foibles, really wants to encourage Western tourists to come and see the archaeological heritage of that nation. And a lot of it has to do with the Bible, such as the cities of the churches of Revelation, the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. We will visit that as well. We'll take you and show you the incredible stone idols of Mount Nemrut, which date back to the 2nd century BC, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and the oldest religious site built on planet Earth, Göbekli Tepe. And we'll talk about the Watcher's influence on Göbekli Tepe. That and more, you can find out our a breakdown of cost and a look at the itinerary as we get ready for this tour. We're going to try to keep it small, 24 or less, so don't wait. Skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com, or point the camera on your smartphone or tablet to the QR code on your screen. It'll take you right to that website. Skywatch TV this week, Tom Horn talks about his recovery from COVID-19. and offers his thanks for your prayers for his recovery. This is was kind of an emotional day. Tom had a real go of it. I don't know if you're aware, if you've been following Skywatch TV closely, you probably know about this, but last fall, Tom was very, very ill. And he is back, he is working, and we recorded this program just a few weeks ago to say thank you for your prayers and support. You can find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch the program right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Just wait till I'm done and then just click that remote. Or you can download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, which gets you all of our video programs, news the mainstream media would just as soon you miss, and, of course, a calendar of upcoming events with the Skywatch TV personalities. All of that in the palm of your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for all of those and links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.